明けおめ
ことよろ
バイリンガルニュースでは日本語と英語でニュースを紹介しています。その後にマイケルは英語で、私は日本語で、バイリンガル会話形式でコメントしていきます。文字起こしのテキストや各エピソードごとの宿題はバイリンガルニュース公式アプリをチェックしてみてください。また BN メンバーシップ相変わらずやっていますので、ぜひ興味ある方はバイリンガルニュース公式サイトをチェックしてみてください。1個目、朝起きた後も眠気が長引いたり、日中に眠気に襲われるなど覚醒レベルが十分でない状態を睡眠感性と言いますが、ネイチャーコミュニケーションズに掲載された UC バークレー人間睡眠科学センターの研究で、日中の覚醒度は遺伝的要因よりも前日の身体活動のレベルと睡眠時間により大きく左右されていることが分かりました。実験ではイギリスとアメリカに住む双子と双子ではない成人833人に2週間デバイスを装着してもらい、睡眠時間、日中の活動、グルコース反応などを測定しました。またアプリを使って覚醒度、食事の摂取量、満腹感、気分などを毎日記録してもらいました。さらに朝食のみ指定された内容のものを摂取してもらいました。するとより高い覚醒度を得られるのは前日により多い身体活動をしたこと、より長く眠る、またはより遅く起きること、糖質を制限した炭水化物を多く含む朝食をとることなどと関連が見られました。また本人が感じている幸福度が高いほど覚醒度も高く感じている傾向が見られました。
In a study published in Nature Communications, researchers at the UC Berkeley Center for Human Sleep Science suggest thatDaytime level of alertness is more affected by the level of physical activity and the amount of sleep from the previous day rather than genetic factors. In the study, researchers fitted 833 adult twins and non-twins living in the United Kingdom and the United States with devices for 2 weeks to measure their sleep time, daytime activity, and glucose response. They also had them record their level of alertness, food intake, satiety, and mood every day into an app.Additionally, the participants were asked to eat a particular breakfast. It was found that higher levels of alertness can be achieved by having more physical activity, longer sleep, later wake-up time, and eating a breakfast which has more carbohydrates and less sugar. Furthermore, the researchers found that higher self-reported well-being was associated with a higher level of alertness.
So, まあ、起きてからもさしっかりなんていうの、すっきり目覚めることができなくて、まあ、ずっと眠いとか仕事中にすごい眠くなるとか、そういう覚醒度が低い状態だと生産性が低下したり、単純に本人が不快な気分になったり、究極交通事故とか労災とかにもつながりますって書いてあって、でその毎朝目覚めから何時間か経ってる間にどれぐらい覚醒するかっていうのは強く遺伝しているわけではありませんと。なのである程度は自分でまあ、コントロールというかすることができますっていう、
hmm.
で高タンパク質の朝食は標準的な朝食と比較して覚醒レベルが低下する。一方でさっき言ったように、糖質が少なくて炭水化物が多い朝食をとると覚醒度が上がるとか、まあ、いろんなそういう傾向があって、
hmm.
っていう、
so、
あとが面白いのはこの幸福度が高いほど覚醒度も高いとか高く感じている傾向にある、まあ、どっちが先か分かんないんだけど、
hmm.
そのハッピーだから覚醒度が高いのか、覚醒度が高くてしゃっきり起きてるから幸福度も高く感じるのかとか、
hmm.
まあ、ただ関連性はあります。
Well, intuitively, it does seem like there's an association between being in a good mood and having energy.、うん、like being in sort of a negative mood and not having energy.
Yeah.
And, you know, how much of that is you're exhausted and therefore you're not in a good mood, or, you know, does your mood just affect your energy levels?
うん、
Seems like probably both.
そうね。For me, the last month or so, もうずっとジェットラグだから辛かったすごい。
How's your energy levels today?
今日はね、やっと本当、まあ、こっち戻ってきて、まあ、西に行く方が楽じゃん、
mm-hmm.
だからただこっちに帰ってくると単純に早く眠くなって早く起きるっていうだけだからまあまあ幸福度は高い昨日も自分は8時半とかにもドラマ見ながら寝ちゃってで朝5時ぐらいに起きたのかな息子と一緒にね、そうすると朝すごい時間に余裕があるからハッピーだけどやっぱ日本に行った時の時差ボケはやばいよね本当にもう死ぬかと思っちゃったいや東はダメだ本当に東っていうかだからあれだよね未来に行く方が辛いんだよね
うん
だからアメリカからロンドンも辛いしロンドンから日本も辛い
、うん、
で過去に戻る方が楽だから未来行っちゃうとやっぱ本当に辛いわ
Do you think traveling north and south just doesn't have any effect or
any ではないのかもしれないけどわかんない
Like is it just the time difference?Like the time zone difference, the circadian rhythm that is causing this? Because there's also, you know, you're traveling, which is, you know, somewhat tiring on its own.
Yeah, the main thing is, especially from London to Tokyo, 寝た時に体が夜って認識してないから昼寝だと思ってんだよね、体は。だから3時間、4時間とかでわあ寝すぎたみたいに起きちゃうとまだ全然朝ではないみたいなでそっからそれこそでも覚醒しちゃって寝れないからだから最初日本着いた時も夜の9時ぐらいに息子を寝かせるっていう大失態を犯してしまってで息子寝て夜中12時ぐらいにおはようって超元気に起きてきてそっから朝4時ぐらいまで寝ないみたいな元気すぎて、
うん、
でそっからまたやっとちょっと寝るとかもうめちゃくちゃになっちゃってだからやっぱ帰ってくる方が楽だねただ早寝早起きになるだけだから
Well, aside from traveling, do you try to manage your you know, these factors to
いやこれは知らなかったからやってないけどその炭水化物がどうのとかでも炭水化物食べるよね朝ごはんなんか何も考えなくても、うん、うちは勝手に炭水化物は絶対食べてんだけどパンとかおにぎりとか、
うん、
基本炭水化物だけど、まあ、やっぱ前の日何時に寝たかだよね単純にそれ一番大きくない
Well, I think it's more the regularity of your sleep patternYou know, I do think it's important to have, you know, have sunlight go into your eyes and stuff too. But,
yeah, yeah.
you know, as long as your schedule is quite regular, you'll be better off.
So, それがね、この研究のリミテーションで、その光を浴びる浴びてないっていうのを測定してないんだよね。あとは睡眠障害、その無呼吸症候群とかそういうのもモニターしてないから、そういうのが当然影響してる可能性も。もちろんあってただそこは今回のでは見えてない、
hmm.
So
Does your experience align with this?
I guess まあ高タンパクな朝食ってあんま取ったことないからそれ比べてあんまり自覚してることはないけど、いやそうね
They were also having participantsconsume a diet that they didn't personally choose, right?
あ、そうそうそう。そうだから多分いろんなバラエティバリエーションで指定して食べてもらって比較できるようにみたいな。そう。でもだから日本にいる間本当にあんまり動かないかったのね。なんか観光するわけでもないしさ別に。 ただ人に会って美味しいもの食べてとかだけじゃん。だから公園に行ってめっちゃ走ってとかしてるわけでもないし、学校に送り迎えしてるわけでもないし、普段よりは多分活動量が少なくて、かつ夜遅くまで起きて家族と喋ったりとか、まあ、夫のいとこんち泊まってたから、いとこ夫婦とさ喋ったりとかして遅くなっちゃったりとかして、だから朝全然もう起きれない、もう超眠いって感じだった。時差ボケもプラスされてるし、こっち帰ってきて今何日目 ?4 日目とかだけど、普通にやっといつものルーティーンに戻ってきたなって感じ。ただいまみたいな。
A lot of there are a lot of prominent people who talk and speculate a lot about optimizing energy levels, you know. I mean, productivity is, you know, a popular topic, and there have been so many theories about what maximizes your energy levels. And but I think part of what I'm not really seeing here is like the amount of these things. So I've noticed that if I eat too many carbs, I get really tired. And if I don't eat enough protein, I get really tired. Right? So there's sort of like a, like if you eat a bunch of pasta or lasagna or something, like you're just going to pass out. Right?
そうね、だから during the day はそうね、これは今回その起きてから何3時間とかだっけの間にどれぐらい alertness があるかみたいな話だから、yeah.
And this alertness is primarily like your brain, right? So I think the idea is you consume carbohydrates, that's metabolized, your blood glucose level goes up, and blood glucose is essentially the fuel source for your brain, right? So there are things you can do that spike or crash your blood glucose level, and that's going to make you feel like really tired or unable to think as effectively.
So, now, do you always eat breakfast?
I usually eat breakfast. I usually have one piece of toast with two eggs scrambled.
Do you put ketchup on it? The eggs?
No.
Scrambled egg?
Scrambled eggs with some crazy salt. And I'll have tea or coffee or something.
Out of control.
But I'm on my diet right now. So that's why my meals are like set, more or less.
Ah, so you got that. Ah, so diet to してない時は何食べてんの朝?
Just whatever.
Like what? What's whatever?
I mean, I'd go to the konbini, or I would skip breakfast or something.
How? Okay.
But
do you eat something that's like 超 high calorie, like melon pan とか? Or
it's honestly, it would just be how I feel, but because I'm on a diet right now, how I feel is not a factor for what I'm eating. And what I eat, and yeah, the macros for what I eat depend on when I exercise. So 2 days ago, I worked out for like 2 hours, and then I got on an exercise bike for like an hour and 15 minutes and burned like 800 calories. And so right after that, the day after that, I have a lot more protein because I have to repair muscle and stuff, right?
Right.
And then today is, so 2 days after hard exercise, you tend to be quite tired. I've noticed. It's a little bit different for different people, but yeah, so like exercise can increase your alertness, right? Your energy levels. But if you exercise a lot, you can expect there to be fatigue like 2 days later, or the next day and 2 days later. 2 days later is like the worst. Like the soreness comes on and you feel your body kind of repairing. You might wake up with like a little bit of a runny nose or something.
Yeah.
You know? But
so now. Yeah.
And there's also like the latent effects of alcohol, caffeine, and sugar, right? Yeah. So if you drink caffeine at like 5 p.m., well, the half-life of caffeine is long enough that you're still going to have caffeine molecules binding to your adenosine receptors, which play a role in how well you can sleep.
Mm.
It's actually what makes you feel sleepy. So your sleep quality will go down if you consume caffeine past a certain point in the day.
Yeah.
And obviously alcohol, you know, you're not going to have high energy levels the next day if you drink a bunch of alcohol, right?
I had pizza for the first time in like a month yesterday.
Hmm.
日本にいる間和食しか食べなかったの。和食とでも一回中華行った。でもそれ以外も全和食。だったからちょっと久しぶりに米じゃないもの食べようと思って。Yeah, I don't think I had ever done that before. Like a month of 日本食 only.
Plus one chuka.
Plus one chuka, yeah.
What was the chuka? Was it like mabo tofu or something?
Yeah, we had like...
Yeah?
Yeah. Well, I don't think we had mabo tofu, but we had chinjao roast とか nani? The dumpling. What? なんて言うんだっけ、それ。水餃子じゃなくて。Oh shit, what's the word?
Dumpling?
小籠包。小籠包。Oh, okay. Yeah, とか、そういうやつ。チャーハンとか。Yeah. あの、日本の中華ね。あの、ガチの中華じゃなくて、日本風の中華。
Do you know the subtle differences there?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What's the difference?
なんかあるじゃん。日本の中華とさ、ガチの中華、なんかメニューとかも違うじゃん。
What? ガチ is in Chinese? Like, what's the difference exactly?
なんか味付けとかもちょっと違うし。You know what I mean, right? 日本にもあるじゃん。ガチの中華と日本風の中華と。
So, when I went to China...I didn't recognize anything. I was like, where's the Chinese food?
Yeah, right? そうそう、そういうこと。そういうこと、そういうこと。だから、それはこっちにはないじゃん。その和風の中華はロンドンにないから、一回食べようと思って、そう、食べたけど、あとは全部和食だったから。飛行機でも絶対和食を選ぶじゃん。で、帰りにさ、やっぱみんなラーメン食べてるわけ。夜食の時間になったらあれなんだっけ一風堂かなんかのラーメンがあるんだよね飛行機でさ周りが全員あれ食べ始めてこう匂いがしてきてああいいなっつって自分も食べるみたいな
Wait, what airline
ギリギリ
まで were you on?
アナ
Okay Whenever I'm on the plane I haven't had any I don't think they've had proper 和食 on the plane
It depends.
ラーメンとか食べてない。
そうね。あのクラスにもよるよね。
Hmm.
This time my husband's company is paying, so.
I see.
Yeah. Wow. あれ見たよ。Jurassic World Dominion.
What number is that?
I don't know, but I didn't watch the その前のやつ。ジュラシックワールドの1個目は見て、okay. 2個目を見たのかな3個目あるもしかしてなんか1個見てないのよ
Wait, you're talking about 何個目、
World わかんない
でも、There's no like arc between these movies, or it's just...
いや、あるあるある。つながってはいるんだけど、ちょっと待って、何個あるんだろう。Jurassic World Series. How many are there? あ、でも、Trilogy。あ、そっか、じゃあ2個目は私見てないのかな。でも今回は、Dr. Grant とか、その昔の人たちが全部出てくる。
The same actor?
そう。
No way.Really?
そうだから見たいじゃん。
うん、
Laura Dern も出てるし、Ian も出てるし。
Wait, Ian って the what's his name? What's his name? The guy from The Fly.
Actor のこと？
Yeah, yeah.
Jeff
Goldblum.
Yeah.
He's in it.
そうもう出てる。そうなの。
Wow.
楽しいじゃんそれは。で見て、なんかいや途中までね、なんかあんま恐竜が出てこないというか、恐竜がちょっと背景になってしまってて、あんまり、興奮する感じではなかったんだけど、ただ途中からちゃんと恐竜も結構出てくるし、オリジナルキャスト、その元々のキャストの人たちが、あこんなん出なきゃよかったのにみたいな感じには全然なってない。
うん、
もったいないみたいな風にはなってない。ただなんか今回の悪者の役の人がティム・クックなの、完全に見た目も
What?
Evil ティム・クックみたいな感じ。メガネかけてて、そう、見た目が完全に。
Does he 雰囲気も sell phones? Or like what is he?
He doesn't, but he has this.
What is he?
He's the CEO of this major corporation that's running Jurassic World and genetic studies and things like that.
Okay.
Yeah. でまあ変な風にこう遺伝子をいじくってまた大変なことになるっていう、いつもと全く同じ展開なんだけど。
Isn't that the plot of like the last two Jurassic Worlds also?
うん、まあいつも同じじゃん。
There's like some hybrid raptor or something.
うん、あでも今回はね、恐竜ではない。
What do you mean?
その、まあ、ある動物をちょっと genetically modify してしまって、まあ、地球が大変なことになっちゃうみたいな話なんだけど。
Not a dinosaur?
Not a dinosaur.
What?Is it, this sounds like a huge spoiler already, is it?
Not really. あんまそういうプロットとか関係ないこの映画別に。でも今回そのうちら世代というかさ、まあもともとオリジナルのジュラシックパークを見てそれが好きだった人たちがちょっと面白いなって思う要素が何個か出てきたりとか、Laura Dern か誰かがなんか恐竜見て、Oh, they have feathers now? みたいなこと言ったりして、それちょっと笑っちゃうじゃん。
Mm-hmm.
そういう面白さみたいのはあった。
Is it connected to the first movie or the Jurassic Park movies at all?
あんまり、まあだから話は毎回同じだから。
Right?
うん。だからクリス・プラットとかそのね、Jurassic World の方のキャラも出てくるし。
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
How's the CGI? Is it better?
Than the first one?
Than the recent ones? It has to be getting better every time, right?
でももうさ、ここまで来ると分かんないよね。その差はあんまり素人には。
So it looks real?
I don't know if they look real. I don't know. でもまあ、なんていうの?
It looks realistic though, right?
I guess.I mean, they have feathers and they look interesting. It's always cool, right, to see dinosaur, like 3D dinosaurs moving around, fighting or eating people and stuff. So, そういう意味では普通に、まあ飛行機で見るには完璧というか。だから最初だけちょっと我慢すれば、最初の多分30分ぐらい。あんまりなんか恐竜出てこないな、もうやめようかなってちょっと思ったんだけど。そう、ちょっと我慢してたらしっかり恐竜が出てきた。
Didn't they use physical dinosaur models for the first movie?
Yeah, yeah, I think so. So that was good. The raptors were awesome. What I don't like about this world series is そのなんか genetically modified raptor が出てくるじゃん。なんかもう、you can basically talk to them. それちょっと意味がわかんないから、あんま好きじゃない。
Wait, that's still the case in this one?
Yeah, they have one raptor. だから最後、この前のやつ見てないから、なんでそうなってるのかよくわかんないけど、this one genetically modified raptor is living in the woods, and
okay.
she like shows up here and there, and you can basically talk to her, and she basically understands what you're saying.
She understands English.
She...kind of understands English、mm. and I don't know why, but when the raptors are trying to eat you, the only thing you need to do is just put your hand out and somehow you can stop them.
Wow.
That's what it's like Neo. Yeah, that's what they all do. These characters like Chris Pratt and the other guys, they would just put the hand out and somehow, yeah, they'll...
that was、works. The case with the last movie. I can't remember which one I saw. I saw the movie where they're in like this bubble, this like plastic bubble. Mm-hmm. And they're like driving around in this plastic bubble the whole time.
Ah, so that's probably Jurassic World の1個目じゃない?
Okay. And Hybrid Raptor was number 2? Or was that the same movie?
I think that was the same movie.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Would you go to a Jurassic Park?
Yeah.
Like a real one?
Yeah, if it's managed well.
You wouldn't be opposed to them like making it?
I would probably be opposed to it, but once it becomes normal, I would visit, yeah. Why not? It's too late,
you have,
right?
You have to take your son there, right?
Yeah.
It's been assumed for a long time that it would be impossible to do this, to bring those dinosaurs back. Mm. But I'm not sure, but I think that sentiment might be changing a bit because we can reconstruct various features, and some of the genetic material actually is there in modern birds, right? So it's kind of like we don't have the perfect genome of a woolly mammoth, but we have enough pieces from like modern elephants that we can use that to like, I don't know, patch it up and come up with something close.
Yeah.そうね。まあ、この映画のテイクアウェイは Don't do it っていうことだけどね毎回
No, we're gonna do it though, right?
I don't know.
I think we're gonna see a lot of genetic engineering of humans in the next few years.
マンモスとかだっけ、なんかのさ動物を生き返らせるプロジェクトみたいのでさ、I thought there was one where Paris Hilton is investing in it, and then なんかニュースになってた。
Is it that the Korean company?
覚えてない、なんか。なんか絶滅した何かの動物。もう本当に太古の何かを蘇らせるプロジェクトみたいな。次。カスタマーサービスにおいて従業員が顧客に対してポジティブな感情を見せると顧客の満足度や評価が向上することが知られていますが、インフォメーションシステムズリサーチに掲載されたジョージア工科大学の研究で、これが AI のチャットボットにも同様に当てはまるのかを調査しました。最初の実験では155人の被験者に注文した商品が届いていないというシナリオでカスタマーサービスのスタッフとやり取りしてもらいました。その際、スタッフが人間なのか AI なのか事前に被験者に知らせておきました。すると相手が人間の場合、ポジティブな形容詞や感嘆符によって満足度が向上していましたが、相手が AI の場合はその効果は見られませんでした。次の実験では88人の被験者に教科書の返品をするというシナリオで AI と会話させ、自分自身が社会性重視か取引重視かを評価してもらいました。すると社会性重視と答えた被験者はポジティブな感情を表現する AI を好ましく評価し、取引重視と答えた被験者はむしろ悪く評価していました。
While it is known that when customer service employees show positive emotions towards customers, customer satisfaction and evaluation improves, a study published in Information Systems Research by researchers at the Georgia Institute of Technology examined whether displaying positive emotions would lead to increased customer satisfaction evaluations for AI chatbots as well. The study involved 155 participants who interacted with customer service staff in a scenario in which an item they ordered had not arrived. The participants were informed in advance whether the staff was human or AI. In cases where customer service was provided by a human, satisfaction was found to increase with positive adjectives and exclamations. However, this effect was not seen with the AI customer service. In the next experiment, 88 participants interacted with an AI in a fictional scenario of needing to return a textbook. Participants were asked to evaluate whether they placed more importance on social abilities or on transactions, and found that participants who placed more importance on its sociability positively evaluated AI that expressed positive emotions, while those who placed more importance on transactions evaluated the AI negatively.
そう、ここに書いてあったのは、ファイナンスダイジェストによると、2025年までに 95% の企業が AI のチャットボットを導入すると予測されているという。
Wow.
だからその状況の中で、じゃあ AI のチャットボットをどういうふうにデザインしたらお客さんがよりハッピーになるでしょうかっていう話なんだけど、ワクワクする、嬉しい、幸せ、良かったみたいなポジティブな形容詞とか、びっくりマークとかを使う。場合と使わない場合でやると、そう、相手が人間の場合はそれが単純にお客さんにとってポジティブな経験になるんだけど、チャットボットの場合はチャットボットがハッピーであることが顧客をアンハッピーにさせる可能性があるっていう。でそれはやっぱ顧客の期待値とか好み次第で、そう、顧客はもともと機械が感情を持つっていうことをそもそも期待してないので、その期待してないのにボットが感情を示してくることに対してネガティブに反応することがあるっていう。ただそれを企業が事前に察知すると把握することができない場合が多いから、じゃあどうしようかね、どうするのがベストなのかねっていう話。
Was there any avatar for the chatbot or it's just text in a window?
This I'm not sure.でも多分テキストだと思うよ。普通のチャットだと思う。
You know, there's like Clippy, like, you know, the paperclip assistant that used to be on like computers?
Yeah, like the dolphin とか。
Dolphin? What's the dolphin?
え、dolphin あったじゃん。あれ何？ Windows? 昔さ、なんかイルカが出てきて。
Dolphin?
いや、あったじゃん。
It talks?
え、あったよね。ちょっと待って、あったよ。Windows じゃない？イルカ。あ、Office か。Office のアシスタント。Office アシスタント。イルカのカイル。そう、あったあった。なんか確かにその、キャラクターがアサインされてて、そいつが Oh, I'm happy to help you とか言うのか、ただ字が言ってんのかによっても、お客さんの印象は絶対変わってくるよね。
I think so.
ただそのむやみにハッピーぶらせるというか、変に感情表現させない方が、淡々とやってくれた方がいいっていう場合もあるし、例えば Siri とかもそうだけど、ああ嬉しいですとか言われた時に嘘ついてるように感じるとか、なんか薄っぺらく感じるみたいなのあるじゃん。
Is that how you feel?
I think so. だから
It's sort of a corpo, like a weird corporate vibe. Like they're trying to manipulate me. This is kind of how I feel. I remember when I first installed Discord, there was like all this like cute language and it's like, oh, we're discombobulating the, you know, like all this like cheerful fake bullshit that like made me, I really felt negatively towards the app. And every time I did something, it was like this, I don't know, this I don't know what you call it. It's sort of this recent phenomenon of like companies and social media and trying to like engage in a more human, emotional way, like cheerful way. Yeah. But yeah, maybe I'm in the transaction group. I'm not sure.
Yeah. Ma, 全く同じ言動だとしても人間にされたら嬉しいけど AI だったら別に嬉しくないしむしろうざいみたいな絶対あるよね、
yeah.
その例えば一言こう最近寒いから気をつけてくださいねみたいなこともさ本当に寒いって感じてこっちの体調を気遣って言ってくれてんだなっていう場合とあただなんか AI が言ってる別に寒いと感じたこともないくせにみたいなさ、yeah. そういうなんていうのなんか言わされてるだけみたいな
Yeah, I can't ignore the fact that it's just nonsense. You know, like it's...
Yeah.
That it's just programmed, you know?
日本のコールセンターでもさ、こう何かちょっと問い合わせて、ちょっとこういう問題があるんですけどって言った時にさ、異常に、あ、誠に申し訳ございません。なんかこのようなご迷惑をおかけしてしまってなんちゃらかんちゃらみたいな。しょっぱなからもう平謝りみたいな。だとあそういうマニュアルなんだろうなみたいな言わされてるなんか大変だな大変そうだなみたいな、
うん、
こうマニュアルを感じてしまって逆にこう悪い気持ちっていうよりかただかわいそうその人がなんか大変な仕事だなみたいにさ、
うん、
だから人間だからといって必ずしもジェニュインかっていうとそうではないけどただ AI だとそれが余計もうジェニュインではありえないというかさ、なんか、
well,
っていうのはまあある気はするよね。
I think our from the customer side, your expectations are kind of set by these interactions, and so actually when I deal with human customer service and they're not super polite like that, I'm kind of like, what the hell is going on here? Like,
yeah,
and.If they're being super polite like that, but not being helpful, then I start to feel that resentment you're talking about, or suspicion, yeah. like, this is just to make me go away,
yeah,
or something, you know? Mm. Or they don't want me to be as upset as I want to be about this issue or something, you know?
Mm. そうね。だから、ね、その全部が、まあ、いろんな AI にできるところは AI に任せるとしても AI にするとしてもこういういろんなことを心理学的な面で調整しなきゃいけないみたいな、
うん、
だから、まあ、AI のチャットボットにみんなが慣れちゃってもう人間相手と反応があんまり変わらなくなったりとかっていう可能性もあるしそこは譲れなくてやっぱ人間の方がいいねってなる可能性もあるのかなと思うし場合によっては
How do you think this compares to having a physical humanoid robot you know, customer service
なんかさ誰かがツイッターで送ってくれたというかシェアしてくれたさチャット GPT でテキストを考えてそれをなんかハイパーリアリスティックな人形に人間の CG に喋らせるみたいなの見た？
うん。
なんか Trust me, I'm not dangerous at all みたいなことを言ってるやつ。
Right. Yeah,
あれとかもさ、だから顔は本当にリアルな人間なんだけど人間じゃないってこっちは分かってるから。余計信じられないみたいな余計嫌悪感がもう5倍みたいな、
right.
だからそういうのもあるよねその人間だに言われたら例えばさなんかなんだろうあこれに登録した方が会計がちょっと安くなりますよみたいなわざわざお店の人が教えてくれる場合とかあるじゃんそれでも人間がやったらあなんか好意で優しく教えてくれてるなって素直に思えるけどなんか AI とかに言われるとさ好意とかはないだろうし別になんか裏があるのではみたいになんか疑ってしまいそうというか
I find it... Sorry, go ahead.
No, no, it's okay.
I find it really depressing to think about that likely in the future you go to some store, let's say you want to buy a shirt or something, and you have to deal with this robot. You know, and even if it can speak perfectly well, it's got the ChatGPT loaded in there, whatever, there's just this cold, soulless, you're there by yourself. Don't kid yourself. Like, it's just you. Yeah. And there's like this machine that's really sophisticated, but it's not, you're just by yourself. And this is like some elaborate trick, you know, like,
yeah,
you know what I mean?
Amazon のさ、スーパーとかだともうそれすらもないじゃん。You just go in and go out.
There's you mean the physical one?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I think that's better.
So, とかまあ今もさ正直そうね、人あのセルフレジがすごい多いじゃん。
Yeah.
だからあんま喋んない。まあそれでもな。
Are there a lot there where you are in UK?
Yeah, yeah.
Self checkout.
全部セル。Yeah.
全部。What?
うん。
Really?
全部。うん。
全部。
うん。
That's depressing. I don't like the self checkout. I it's there, but I'm just like,
so
I'd rather wait and just.
I go to the supermarket near our place, and 最初来た時は半分セルフレジで半分は人がレジしてたの。だけど、何ヶ月か前にそこも工事してもう全部セルフチェックアウトになった。So.
It's Black Mirror. Do you like it? How do you feel about it? You're fine with it?
I'm fine with it, but sometimes it's so annoying. Like, なんかあの重さとか測ってるじゃん。それがなんかちゃんとワークしなくて。
Oh yeah.
なんか oh there's so a suspicious item. There's a they don't call it suspicious. They say surprising. There's a surprising item in the bag. みたいな。
They're saying and I have you to, might be a criminal.
I have to talk to someone, but then なんかその人がさ今忙しかったりとかして待ってなきゃいけないみたいな時はちょっとあーってなるけど、いやまあだからそういう時はねそういう人と喋ったりはするけど。
Well, so you only talk to someone when this stupid machine doesn't work, but it's like imagine all the machines work perfectly fine. There's no human, right? And this is imagine this is also the case when you go.You know, to a cafe or something. You know, the coffee just comes out on like a conveyor belt. Like, if everything is like this, right?
Yeah.
Like, isn't that terrible? Or like, how do you... I mean, I feel weird. It's like, oh, I need humans to like work at the konbini so I don't feel lonely or something pathetic. But like, but you know what I mean, right? Like, there's just like, I want to get my food from a person. I want to, like, there's this human, like, care put into preparing the food.
You know, I go to this, like, yaoya-san, and there's these guys working there. Like, だいたいいつも同じおじさんたちがいて。
Okay.
They're, like, chatting with each other. They're just chilling, and they'll talk to you. And, you know, that's always nice, and...There are guards at supermarkets.
Okay.
Walking around. So, この間迷子の子供がいたから、それをガードの人に渡して。
What's the guard for? So you don't steal stuff?
I think security in general.
At the supermarket, there's security?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's not like I see them all the time, but at the,
Multiple guards at the supermarket.
Maybe just one guy at the entrance, and sometimes he's just walking around. I don't know. It's a big supermarket. But I saw a child wandering around by himself. He was like two. He could barely talk. And I looked around. There was no one. that I was like, hey, where's your mommy? And he was like, I don't know. I was like, oh no. And なんかガイドがいたからその人に渡して and then I 普通に went back to shopping and then なんかしばらくしたら the guard was, you know, looking for me and he was like, oh yeah, like, we found his mom, like, thank you so much みたいな、なんかそういうさちょっとしたインタラクションとかあわざわざ見つけてそれを教えてくれたんだとか、
mm-hmm.
まあ、そういうのは確かにねそういうのが全くゼロになっちゃったらまあ楽な人もいるんだろうねでもそういう方がそう人と全然さ喋りたくない人もいるじゃん多分
Well, you don't have to interact with humans, right? Like we can have the autonomous option but or the self-checkout or whatever option but you know, I will admit when I go to the gas station I always go to Serifu. I don't like the gas station with humans.
Why?
Because I don't know. There's like this weird pressure. Like I need to leave as soon as they're done. And they need to like help me get out. And like, you know, I want to take my time at
the
gas station. Like go to the restroom and maybe, I don't know, clean, you know, wipe my windshield. Myself, I don't want this random guy. I don't know. Sometimes they wipe the windshield and it's like dirtier than before. Like, dude, dude, like, can you get a clean rag or something? But I don't know. I think that I would not prefer a fully like automated. A fully like serifu world, right? But you're saying everything's self-checkout where you are, so that's just gonna happen everywhere then, right?
まあ checkout はそうだね。でも you still need people like standing there. So AI なった時用に like Amazon, I don't think there's anyone there for that purpose.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how they handle errors, but
they just. They just don't have errors.
Yeah. yeah. てかさ、そう、ANA で思い出したんだけどさっき、で、この AI チャットボット、あの、アナのマイレージを事後登録しようと思って、息子のやつ作ったばっかりだからアカウントね。そしたら息子のアカウントのパスワードを私が忘れちゃって入れなくなっちゃったの。で、パスワードをお忘れの方みたいなところに行って、本人確認しようとしたんだけどそれもなんか引っかかっちゃってできなくて、
mm-hmm.
でじゃあ問い合わせしようと思ったら I'm sorry but I hate their website it's so bad like まずさ事後登録のやり方みたいなググってそのサイトに飛んだらさもうその事後登録できるところに飛ばしてほしいじゃん、
okay.
じゃなくてそのやり方のマニュアルみたいなページに飛ばされちゃうのね、
mm-hmm.
だその実際できるとこじゃなくてなんかここに行ってここをクリックしてくださいそしたらその次にここをクリックしてくださいみたいなマニュアルを見せられんの、うん、でえじゃあどこに行ってやればいいのみたいなでなんか24時間365日対応のそうチャットボットみたいなのがあるからそこでもお問い合わせできますみたいなでそこに行こうとしてお問い合わせのやり方チャットボット電話メールみたいなでそのチャットボットのご紹介って書いてあってそこをクリックするとそれもチャットボットとの会話の仕方みたいなマニュアルに飛ばされちゃうのね、
うん、
えじゃあどこに行ったらそのチャットが開くんだよみたいななんか結構ぐるぐるぐるぐる何回もそこに飛ばされて結局なんかどこにそれがあるのかが分かんなくて、まあ、メールで問い合わせたんだけどさそのなんかマニュアルを先に出すのやめてくれみたいなそのマニュアルとかじゃなくてその現場に送ってくれよみたいなそうだからそのアナのチャットボットがどんな感じなのかを体験することがないまま終わってしまったんだけど
Well, it sounds like their website just sucks
Yeah
Which is And generally Japanese companies have bad websites
Yeah, なんか日本の政府のサイトとかもそういうの多いよね。その、その現場に飛ばしてくれなくて、なぜかそのやり方をすごい説明されるんだけど、だからそのやり方はどこでやればいいのみたいな。
Do they have websites? Because I'm doing everything, you know, I'm in the midst of all this like accounting, compliance, reporting, all this stuff.
Yeah.
And it's all by paper. And it's all, oh my God, I wish it was online.
Right.
And it has the, everything's like manuara, and the font, because there's so much to explain, the font is like you need a magnifying glass. I have perfect eyesight, okay? Perfect. And it's too small. Like, I just can't. It's crazy. So there's definitely, yeah, there's worse things than bad websites. Still, yeah. Only in Japan. I mean, not only in Japan, but Japan is just notorious for this kind of stuff.
そうだね。なんでかわかんない。なんか本当日本っぽいサイトの作り方、なんかそういう文化があるよね。
The reason's the same for everything. It's that people don't speak English. This country is behind on everything. That's the reason, you know.Because software developers, all that information's in English. You know, it's all English. So
right,
software...
But if it's an experience, right? Like, okay, we don't want the manuara. We just want you to, you know, help me jump to the actual site. That's something that you can just try and see it yourself, right? Like, oh, yeah, this is actually annoying.
Yeah, that's called UX.And that's
yeah,
way behind、
right.
in Japan. Yeah.、
Hmm.
They can't draw from talent, global talent.
Right.
So it's just so, everything's just falling behind.、
Hmm.
So.
次、
Sorry, you caught me off guard a bit. Oh, I wanted to mention, you know, one thing about having these sort of AI customer service interfaces is that if it's chat only, it can pass the Turing test, right? But if you have an avatar or like a physical humanoid robot there,then it doesn't pass the Turing test, right?
Right.
So if they didn't tell you and you didn't know, then maybe you would react positively to like the sort of emotional content, the more sentimental side, right?
Yeah, I guess that's possible. But then another aspect of that is if something goes wrong and if, you know,If your issue is not resolved、
mm-hmm.
with the AI and then it gets transferred to a person or something and halfway through you found out that the first person that you were talking to is not a human, that could turn into a very negative experience or negative evaluation, right?
Do you think it should be legally mandated that it's always clear whether the assistant's AI or not?
Yeah, so that would be the other discussion, I guess, right? Like, 常にそれを客に言っておくべきかどうかみたいな。法律でそれを定めるかどうか。
Well, would you want them to tell you?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
I do. Because it's annoying if I'm like being nice to it and things and it's not even a human. Like my husband, I always bring this up, but he asks something to Siri and then he says, thank you.I never say thank you to Siri. Well, first of all, like, it's never really helpful, but even when it is, I don't know, just feels like a waste of my effort.
You know, when I first started trying ChatGPT, I would say thank you and I would say please. Because it felt weird. I felt like it was affecting me to not say that.Like it would make me more callous.
Hmm.
Do Do you know what I'm saying? It's kind of like Sid from Toy Story. It's like, yeah, they're just toys, right? Strap a rocket to it. Who cares? Right? But there is this vibe of like this suspicion of like, what if this kid is a little monster and, you know, he's strapping a rocket to like a squirrel or something.
But in Toy Story, like, it turned out that the toys actually care because they can move and they have feelings and things. But
he didn't know that. Sid had no idea.
Right.
That they were alive.
So that's Shogun Eye. But like with ChatGPT or Siri, we do know that they don't care. So
do we though? We don't know. Some people,
yes,
the Lemoyne guy disagrees.
Yeah, but I know. I know that they don't care. So
I still wonder about that. You know, no one's explained the difference between, you know, how humans speak. You know, when you're interacting with a person, you know, is their brain a neural network? Yeah. Is it predicting the next word? Yeah. And the same thing's true for ChatGPT. I'm not saying it's conscious or anything, but just like the way that it works is more similar to how we work than almost anything else.
Yeah.
Because we know because we know how it works, or how it was created, you know, to some degree, it disenchants it, right? It makes it like an inanimate thing.
Yeah.
But the same is true for humans, I think. You know, like physicists will tell you that human biology is like not magical. It's like a chemical, you know, electrical thing where we're particles and it's just physics, right? We're not, you know, divine children of God with souls that go to heaven or hell, right?
Right. Well, but then there are some neuroscientists who believe that, you know, I mean, there's so much that we don't know yet.
That there's magic or we have souls.
Yeah, they might not call it soul or magic, but yeah, some, you know, currently inexplicable things going on there.
Yeah, but I think those physicists would say that whatever is not yet understood is still, you know, just a physical phenomena of matter. Or information, right?
Right.
Which is inherently sort of disenchanting or, you know, just very materialist. It makes humans almost inanimate. Or just like a phenomenon of some sort of just evolving complexity or something.
I think it'll still be magical, like even if it's explained like physically what's going on. Like I see my son every day and it's, you know, still pretty magical.
Well, I mean, your son is obviously divine and mysterious to us, right? But like someone who understands how an iPhone works, it's not this magical portal into the digital realm. It's like, oh, there's like these, you know, LEDs and this capacitive sensor matrix.
Yeah, but I mean, like, even to those people, you know, what it can do as a result can be pretty magical, right? Like, oh, wow, like now we can do this and that. And, you know, because of all these, you know, this glass and, I don't know, chips and things.
Well, there's a quote that sufficiently advanced technology is indistinguishable from magic, right?
Yeah.
And so I think biology right now is like this, you know, sufficiently complex and mysterious phenomenon that is like magic to us. But I mean, maybe I don't need to worry about this, but
I mean, certain things that are already explained, like parts of, you know, human memories, like how it works and, you know, mm-hmm. dreams or anything. Like, even if it's explained, even when we know how it actually works biologically and physically, it's still, like, weird and mysterious.
Yeah, but when you think magical, about it,
so.
It does kind of mess with my head a little bit, you know? Like, the idea that, like, someone can just have a head injury and become a different person, you know?
Yeah.
It's very mechanistic.
Right.
And, you know, you can have, like, an electrical glitch that would cause you to, I don't know, stutter or have a seizure or something. You know, it's very... it's almost like a machine, right? Like, human biology is very machine-like on the, like, small scale. And
yeah, I mean, 逆なんじゃないだから。Machines are... I mean, you could say we're like machines, or we could say machines are kind of like us.
Yeah, like ChatGPT.
So, ChatGPT is behaving like us, but it's just a machine.
Did you see that ChatGPT is being banned all over the place?
All over the place? What do you mean?
Well, like, academic institutions are banning the use of ChatGPT.
Ah, for homework also, and stuff?
There was this incident where an artist's artwork was banned because the moderators of this art submission site felt that the art that they had submitted was too AI-like.
Hmm.
And he's like, the artist said, this isn't generated by AI, like, I made this. And then the moderators were like, yeah, but it looks like AI generated art, so you're gonna have to do something else. Huh. And it became like this really controversial issue where it's like, what, you can't, like, now certain art styles are prohibited because it looks like it may have been created by AI.
That's
and there's no way to really verify whether the artist actually made it or not.
That's really fun.
But they like uploaded the that correspondence of the this authority telling them, like, whether or not it was AI generated, it looks like AI generated. So it's not allowed.
まあそういう問題も出てくるだろうね。面白いよね。新しい時代って感じ。
And I think I don't know if this is true, I just heard this from someone, that China has banned the use of deepfakes on social media. It's like illegal or something.
Okay.
Like any deepfake.
Okay.
So.
Like the Tom Cruise one.
Yeah. Well, I wonder if this would, if that would include the use of deepfakes for, you know, AI chatbots or something.
Hmm. 確かにね。次。
CES 2023, the world's largest consumer electronics show, recently concluded in Las Vegas, showcasing a variety of cutting-edge technologies such as Acer's bike desk that charges your devices as you pedal, Candela's autonomous electric boat, and Sony and Honda's new EV, the Aphila. Additionally, LG revealed an LED paneled refrigerator, and Yokai introduced a nibble capable plushie, which featured 24 different distinct nibble patterns. The event also featured several autonomous lawnmowers, sidewalk traveling package delivery vehicles, and an eVTOL passenger drone.
先日ラスベガスで開催された世界最大の電子機器見本市 CES2023 でペダルを漕いでデバイスを充電するエイサーのサイクルデスク、キャンデラの自動運転電気ボート、ソニーとホンダの新しい EV アフィーラなど様々な最先端技術が紹介されました。また LG の LED パネル搭載最新冷蔵庫、24種類のかじりパターンを持つもぐもぐできる愉快のぬいぐるみ、自動走行の芝刈り機、 歩道を走行する配送車、eVTOLの旅客ドローンなども紹介されました。この愉快のぬいぐるみってさ、 It's not new, right? Wasn't it launched like
the nibble
last,
one?
At last CES? Yeah.
Oh, really?
なんか調べたら今年はなんか I think the new product that they launched this time was this like pillow or something?
Oh, the pillow that like inflates when you hug it or something? そっか。
サイクルデスク。
You said CES?
Yeah.
Okay.
日本語だったらセスっていうよみんな。自動走行の芝刈り機、日本でもね、たまに公共のとこで使われてるの見たことあるけど、なんかお掃除ロボット的な感じで勝手にやってくれるやつは便利だよね、多分。この間ね、私全然見たことなかったんだけど、本物を日本にいるときに、あのたまごっち、最新たまごっちを見て、絶対いらないんだけどちょっと欲しいと思っちゃった、懐かしすぎて、かわいいみたいな。なんかね、あれなんて言うんだろうな、SD カードみたいなのをなんか横にさせるんだよね。それでこうそれを買い替えることによって違うキャラクターを入れれるみたいな。Yeah.
So do they sell those little cards?
でこう腕時計のバンドをくっつけることができて、腕時計みたいにして持ち歩けるみたいな。
But the form factor is the same and the screen's the same?
スクリーンも全然もう新しくなってるからカラーだし、昔と全然違う。
Okay. Same size though? The screen?
スクリーンのもうちょっと大きいのかな、わかんない。元がどんな大きさだったかはもう私ちょっと記憶がないから比べるのがちょっと無理なんですけど、わあ久しぶりに見たと思って、たまごっちってまだあるんだって。
I haven't seen any of themLike in the wild. Like I haven't seen anyone with Tamagotchi like on their Keitai strap or like on their bag or something.
そう、なんかそれがなんだっけ、あのなんか日本のアイドル、なんか韓国と日本の合体した女子アイドルみたいな、なんかそれ版みたいな、それ版の Tamagotchi、 なんかコラボ商品みたいので、なんか通常よりも全然安くなってて、多分売れ残っちゃったのか分かんないけど、それをあの夫の家族 の, あの親戚が買ってて見たんだけどさ。
OK、
わーっつって。
Wait, what is that? Is it like たまごっち?
そうそうそう、いや本当に普通のたまごっち。
OK、Did you see any of this CES stuff?
全然見てない。
There's so much stuff. There's just.
このフリッジは何がすごいの？
So the entire front face of the refrigerator is LED panels.
Okay.
But I think you can only set those panels to colors. It doesn't display any images. So you can like the fridge is like this bright.Lit panel fridge.
Okay.
And you can like set this door to red and set that the other door to like blue, and you can set like the front of the drawers to like purple.
Ah, 色が変えられるだけってこと?
Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
I guess it's like the opposite of Echo. It's like, why is your fridge?
Glowing.
I don't really know what the point of it is. It looks cool, I guess.
Ah, so なんだ。
But the trend right now is to put screens everywhere, right? Everything needs to have a screen.
Yeah.
So they had a cutting board with a screen in it.
どういうこと？何に使うのそれ？
I think you can watch videos with your cutting board.
ああ、料理の仕方というかとかってこと？
I guess. I think you can just watch
レシピとか
TV shows or whatever with your cutting board.
どういうこと？Screen cutting board.
Are you looking it up?
The smart cutting board. Cutting board っていうかもうただ iPad みたいに使ってるんだけど、この写真見るとそれがまな板である必要ってあるのかな。どういうこと？
Well, it's like part of it is screen and part of it is cutting board. I don't think you can cutOn the screen part.
これはあれだって、a company that makes a connected cutting board that works in tandem with the bowl as part of a system that helps users calculate and track calories and nutrition. あ、そういうこと。 When a user prepares a meal, they scan the ingredient barcodes on the touch screen display before they drop it onto the cutting board.
Wait, what? You scan the ingredient?
The barcodes.Then the app takes the weight of the added ingredient and calculates the incremental calorie count and macronutrients as you build your meal.
Wait, why do you have to scan a barcode?
カロリーを多分計算するためでしょ。多分。
I still don't understand why you have to scan a barcode though.
もう一個はあれだって。Cooking classes.Viewable through the device's video screen.
Hey, why wouldn't you
cutting just... when the cutting is all done, the wooden cutting board detaches from the video screen and is washed. ね、だから一緒になってる意味はどこにあるの？
Why not just have an iPad?
別に iPad とかでいいじゃん。ね。
Or just your phone.
そっか。いや、
And if you look it up on your phone, you don't have to scan anything, right? So you have to get your phone, which has a screen on it,And scan the other screen that's attached to your cutting board, right? You're scanning the barcode with your phone, right?
No, on the food, right? On the food packages.
Okay. Okay, I thought the code was on the screen. So can the can the cutting board scan the food, or you scan the food with your phone?
No, I think you can...read the barcode through
the cutting board,
yeah.
It has a camera?
I think so. でもこれまで生きてきて、まな板にスクリーンがあったらいいのになって思ったことないから、斬新すぎて意味がわからん。そっか。
A lot of the stuff at CES is useless, let's be real. Like, there's so many little robot pet things that are just useless.And they're all, none of them do anything.
Right.
And they're all worse than Aibo, which came out like 10 years ago, 15 years ago. I don't know.
でもほら、なんかいろんな論文あるじゃん。その介護施設とかでそういうのがあった方が、ちょっとおじいちゃんおばあちゃんの幸福とかアップするとか、ストレス軽減になりますとか、そういうことじゃないの？だから本当の犬とか猫をお世話するのはやっぱちょっと施設とかでも負担があるけど、まあそういうなんかちょっとふわふわのものを抱っこしたりとかさ、
なんか
ちょっと喋ってるとか、
it's more depressing personally. But there is a do you know the company Kohler? I guess they make like home stuff. They showed off a shower at CES that sprays perfume on you.
Mm-hmm.
I guess like while you're showering or... Maybe it's like after you shower it sprays you. But it has like this perfume cartridge and it like sprays you. It has like aromas. I think it can release the aromas while you're showering, I think.I don't know. I didn't go into too much detail. There's so many things at CES. And one or the other. Maybe it can do both. Who knows? But that struck me as extremely useless.
でもさ、そういう useless なもの、無駄作りじゃないけどさ、そういうなんか一部の人から見てとか多数の人でもいいけど見て、なんだこれはっていうのを作ってくれてる人たちがいるのはいいことだよね。社会としてなんかそういう余裕があるというかさ、なんかそういう謎なことにチャレンジしてる人たちがいるっていうの
は。 Yeah, I like the I guess I appreciate the novelty, but I mean they're not trying to make things that are useless. That's not what I, you know, they're actually
yeah.
trying to do.
Yeah.
There was a pillow, like some smart pillow that can detect snoring.
Oh.
And okay. if you snore, it
slap like, you?
It self inflates.
Oh. そしたらやむの？いびきって。
Maybe.
Hmm.
It's supposed to help, I guess. Like if you snore, the pillow can like inflate and change your head position a little bit.
ああ、それはでもいるんじゃないの？欲しい人全然いそうだよね。
It could be useful if it works. Yeah. Not yeah. sure how effective it is, but you know. Mm. Yeah, but there this trend of like smart appliances and smart electronics has been getting pretty big. There's a lot of these pee analyzing devices are getting mm. pretty popular.
Ah, right.
You like put it in your toilet bowl and you pee on it.
Mm-mm.
It's designed for seated urination.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. なんか一時期そういう論文ちょっと多かったもんね。なんかそのスマートトイレとかそういう系。
Yeah. So it'll tell you like the, I guess the acidity and mm. other attributes of your mm. urine, which might, you know, could indicate whether you have healthy pee or not.
Mm.
So, I mean, I guess that could be useful.
Mm.
Would you get one?
いや、今はいらないかな。特に。
If it was free, would you use it?
でも掃除とかどうす、なんかめんどくさそうと思っちゃう。Mm. Or if it breaks, or I don't know. I mean, I don't know how it looks. So, デザインによるかな。Mm. その掃除とインターフェアしないかどうかが一番の懸念。
Yeah. Yeah, I'd want Toto to just it like it's built in, you know?
Yeah.
It's like designed with the toilet.
Yeah.
That would be more appealing to me. I don't like installing something in the toilet bowl that yeah, like you're saying,
yeah,
makes
that's
it
gross.
Mendokusai.
Dirty, yeah.
That thing's gonna be so dirty.
さ、今回日本行ってその夫のいとこ夫婦の家に泊まってて、なんかお風呂にめっちゃ入るじゃん日本だから、
うん、
で毎日お風呂入れてくれてたんだけどさ、まあよくある日本だったらボタンをピッて押したら勝手に温度調整されて、そうそうそう、もうちょうどいい高さにお湯を入れてくれてるわけじゃん、
うん、
なんかそういうのってロンドンにこれってあるのって言われて、あこれはないねっつったら、えじゃあどうやってお風呂入れんのって言われて、いや普通に蛇口をひねるんだよみたいな、ちょうどいい高さになったら止めるんだよみたいな言ったら、ああそっかそりゃそうかみたいな感じで言われたんだけどさ、あれは欲しいよね。
Yeah, why isn't that being exported to literally every corner of the earth? It's like a $1 trillion market. It's so stupid. You know, there should beLike washeretto, warmlet, you know, oidaki, all these things that Japan has innovated to absolute perfection. You know, it should be、
うんまあ、だから
a major export.
バスに入る文化が、ね、習慣がそこまでないからかもしれないけど、入る人にとってはあれはめちゃくちゃ便利じゃん。そのお湯が溢れないかなとか見なくていいっていうだけでさ。
The reason they don't...
なっちゃって
The The reason they don't take baths is because their bathtub is, it's just a giant bowl. There's no functionality, temperature control, oidaki, anything, you know? Like, when I'm overseas, I don't really take baths because it's just such a pain. And yeah. especially getting the temperature right is like impossible with the, so, you have like the single knob and it moves in every direction. And it's like, what the hell is this thing? Like, yeah, like, well, houses too. Homes have that in the States, you know, like this, it's this big plastic, clear, fake crystal thing. And you like yank it around. It's one knob.
Yeah.
And it doesn't, you can't turn it. It actually doesn't turn. You like point it in some
direction, you know. 日本だったらそれでもその普通は目盛りとかが振ってあって、ね、24度何度とか何
something, yeah.
30何度とかなんか調節できるようになってることが多いけど、おあの特に家とかだったらね、
mm-hmm.
だけどそうアメリカとか、まあ、イギリスもだけどそのなんかさメモリがないかめっちゃ分かりにくいしその1ミリとか動かしただけでももう激熱になっちゃったりとかさ
Yeah, it's so annoying
今住んでる家もそうなんだけどシャワーがね本当にもう1ミリ2ミリ単位でもう温度がもう激熱かそうじゃないか変わってくるからもうとんでもない微調整みたいな、
Like you can't get inUntil it's perfectly set, right? Yeah. And once you're in, you don't really want to adjust it in real time while you're in the shower because you'll get third degree burns and probably just die. You know?
そうね、だから熱いお湯が日本だとね、そんな熱湯は蛇口から出てこないけど、今の家もそうだけど、普通に湯気がめっちゃ、多分60度超えみたいな、mm-hmm. 出ちゃうからもう、キッチンとかでたまにこう急いでて一番熱いところになってる状態でお湯とか出しちゃうと熱っみたいなもう、
yeah.
人間の皮膚に耐えられない温度みたいな出ちゃうからね、yeah.
And in Japan you can set that for the kitchen too everything you can set what you know
with the panel yeah.
Yeah. yeah yeah and it's a safety issue you know like yeah. it's literally a safety issue
yeah
but yeah on the Western faucet control thing, it says H, and on the other side it says C, and that's it. Yeah, that's all you get.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it's like mind blowing.
And so, なんか日本に行ってだからそうやってお風呂とかすごい便利だなとか、まあ電気だ光熱費がこっちみたいにバカ高くないからもうみんなガンガン暖房つけたりさ、お風呂毎日入るとか。もうめっちゃ電気使っているわけじゃん。そういうのとか見て、わあ、it is actually really comfortable と思って、まあ、こっち帰ってきて、それはそれででも、はあ、もう落ち着くみたいな。なんか人間のそのアダプトする力すごいよね。
うん。
って思った。なんかそれで別に、ああ、日本めっちゃ便利だから、もう日本に帰りたいってなるわけでもないっていう。なんかどこででも別に暮らせるっちゃ暮らせる。
The systems here are so efficient, like the water heaters are like instantaneous, and it's like for just what you need, you know. But water yeah. heaters elsewhere, it's like, oh, we have this much hot water, and when you use it all up, you have no more hot water, you know.
ああそうね、いやハワイとかそういうの多かったな。だ一人がめっちゃ長くシャワー浴びちゃうともう次の人浴びれないみたいだね。
And they also have central heating. Do you have central heating or do you have
no.
air conditioning in each room or you or
well, we don't have air any... conditioning, but we have a heating.
You're living in like the 18th century or something. It's crazy. And Woshiretto too. It's like you're just sandpapering your butthole and then you think it's clean at the end of that. Like it's not clean. It's almost clean, but not really. Yeah. I mean, it's paper. You're just rubbing paper on your butt. It's like a dry
But here paper. With this hard water, I'd rather not have washeretto because it's going to be a cleaning disaster.
That's fine.
I'd be so annoyed.
it would have a filter before the washlet.
I told you the filter is not going to be enough. No, the filter is not going to be enough.
Someone has it.
The water
is
way too hard.
What about royalty?
They probably don't have washlet either.
Really? You think Prince William doesn't use washlet at all?
Maybe their toilet water is like bottled mineral water and they can use washlet. Yeah, that's possible.
And they keep it a secret from everyone.
Yeah, that's entirely possible. 最後.
Researchers at Seoul National University have conducted a series of studies with a total of 1,030 participants to examine the relationship between self-perceived attractiveness and the intention to wear a mask. The researchers found that individuals who perceived themselves as more attractive were less willing to wear a mask because they believed that it did not enhance their perceived attractiveness. Furthermore, this was more pronounced in situations where making a good impression was more important, such as during a job interview, compared to activities like walking a dog. The researchers suggest that as the pandemic subsides, mask-wearing behavior has transitioned from being primarily a means of self-protection to a self-presentation tactic for many individuals.
ソウル大学の研究チームが自分自身の魅力に対する認識とマスク着用との関係を調べるため合計1030人の被験者を対象に調査を実施しました。その結果、自分をより魅力的だと認識している人ほどマスクを着用しても自分の魅力が高まるわけではないと考えており、結果としてマスク着用への意欲が低い傾向にあることが分かりました。この傾向は犬の散歩などの行動よりも面接のように他人に良い印象を与えることがより重要な場面で顕著に見られました。チームは今後パンデミックの沈静化に伴い多くの人にとってマスク着用が主に自己防衛の手段から自己表現の方法へと移行しているとしています。うん。これは韓国だけど日本もなんか似たような感じの印象があるけどね。そのなんかマスクで顔を隠すみたいな、
うん、
欧米であんまりそういうトーンの記事とか見たことない気がするけど、
Well, more than 隠す it's like it's enhanced, right?
Right, right. だから目だけを見せた方が可愛い、うん、そうね、マスク美人みたいな言い方は英語圏であんまり見ないというか見たことない。なんかそういうジョークとかも全然見ないし、あの、ないとは思わない。
Well, no one's wearing masks.
そうね、まず、そうね、もうみんなマスクしてないからイギリスはちょっとあれだけど、でもアメリカとかはさ、まだしてる地域も全然あるじゃん、場所によっては。それでもこう、なんか、目だけを見せて可愛く見せようとか、イケメンに見えるとか、そういうトーンの話はあんまり聞かないよね。
うん。Do you? So no one's wearing a mask where you are. So this isn't really relevant.
そうだね。
So everyone in the UK thinks they're just super attractive.
Super hot. というかやっぱそうね、マスク美人みたいな、そのマスクすることによって魅力が逆に高まっているって感じる人はそんなに多いわけじゃないんじゃない？
Mm. Well, maybe there's just less.People are not thinking about whether they look attractive or not as much. I feel like.
まあそれもあるね。それも確かにあるね。まあ日本と韓国は結構そういうなんて言うんだろうね、ルッキズムとか、そのイケメン美人とかにすごい重きを置く社会みたいなよく言われるじゃん。
Well, there's a lot of plastic surgery, relatively.Speaking, I mean, maybe more so in Korea than Japan, but.
だなんか欧米も当然ね、その美人が得をする、イケメンが得をするか、そういうことは全然あると思うんだけど、一個私が気づいたのは、日本の 日本でインターの幼稚園に行くとか、イギリスで日本の幼稚園と現地校行くとか、まあ、いろんな経験をして息子がね、一個気づいたのは、日本人はやっぱねイケメンとかすごい言うんだよね、子供にも。うちの息子を見た時に、で韓国スーパーとか行ってもそうなの、その韓国スーパーで働いてる年配の女性たちがうちの息子を見て、あーすごいイケメン、かっこいいねとか、顔がかわいい、その顔の造形についてあのコメントしてくれることが多いんだよね。それはでもインターとか、日本のインターもそうだし、こっちの現地校とかで顔の造形をなんか言われるっていうことはお互い誰もしない。そのあ笑顔が素敵だねとか、いつもニコニコしてるねとか、優しいねとか、そういうとか、まあなんか adorable とかね、そういう言い方するかもしれないけど、わあすごい handsome とか good looking みたいな褒め方はあんまりしない、あんまりというか全然しないよね。だそれはすごい気づいたというか、うちの夫に対してもそう、その現地校のお母さんたちはお互いこうなんていうの、あの人美人だよね、あの人イケメンだよねとか言わないけど、日本人のお母さんたちはうちの旦那とか見て、あすごいイケメンとかすごいイケメン、マミさんの旦那さんすごいイケメンとかめっちゃ言ってくれて、別に嬉しいけど、なんかそれは結構文化の違いなんだなって思う。
It may be different from the US as well, in that, you know, there is a lot of, you know, there's like the number system, you know, it's like you're like a 7 or an 8 hot or not, and there's so many TV shows that are, you know, have pretty intense focus on appearance and before after and transformations and,
そうね、
you know, there's a lot of makeup
going on. 子供の容姿に対してはすごい美人とかイケメンとかっていう思ったとしても、言うことに対してこうちょっと抵抗があるとかはばかられるみたいなのが多分こっちはあるんだろうなとは思う。なんかその、まあ、子供をセクシャルに見てるわけではないんだけど、必ずしもなんかそういう、ね、外見に言及するっていうのが、
I think there's way more paranoia about that in Western culture than here. The I, you know, that you may seem creepy because, you know,
そう、でもそうだから日本語で例えば他のお母さんとか誰かがうちの息子に対して、わーすごいイケメン、もうかわいい、顔がかわいいとかかっこいいとか言ってくれて、別に全然、まあ、ありがとうございますって感じじゃん。でもなんか英語で誰かがその
もっと喜んでよ、
Wow, he's so good looking, he's so handsome, oh my god とか言ったら、ずっと言ってたらなんか、まあ、ちょっとおかしいよね。だからやっぱ文化の問題なんだよな、言ってる内容っていうよりかもそれになんか付随してくる背景っていうかさ。
I think people are far less trusting of strangers in Western culture than in Japan. You know, you just don't know who you're dealing with at all. Like they could easily be, you know, people just casually joke like, oh, this guy, you know, he seems weird. He might be a serial killer or something. You know?
I mean, and it's not normalized, you know, to refer to, you know, handsomeness or prettiness of a small child.
Yeah.
まあ日本ほどは、そう、まあ別にいい悪いとかない、まああんまりね、なんか、いや嬉しいな、なんか褒めてくれてるから嬉しいけど、まあその聞いてる本人がどう思うかっていうのを考えると、なんていうの、あんまりプラスではないのかなと思っちゃう時はあるけどね。
Do you think you look better or worse with a mask on?
いやあんま変わん、
いや絶対変わるよ。
でも、ま、
Because it's people's imaginations, right? It's like your eyes become sort of the determining
Right.
Feature? Your eyes, your eyebrows.
他人からどう見えるかは分かんないよね。
うん。
だから。
You didn't experience any difference in Japan when you're wearing a mask versus not?
Oh, でも、didn't I talk about this? Like, when we first joined the Japanese 幼稚園 here.
Hmm.
その、ロンドンではみんなマスクしてないんだけど、その日系の幼稚園では、まだマスクをするっていうなんか文化があって、
mm-hmm.
だからママたちも普段は別にマスクしてないんだけど、お迎えの時だけマスクするみたいなこう謎の慣習があったの。すごい日本っぽいんだけど、ちょっと。で、まあ確かに日本から来たばっかりの人とかもいるし、まあしてる方が安心できるみたいな、お迎えの時とかに。で、そこでだからマスクしてる姿しか見たことないお母さんとかがいるわけじゃん。でもお互いさ、あっちも私のマスクしてるとこしか見たことない。で、マスクを取ってる顔を初めて見た時に何の違和感もないっていうか、自分がなんか脳の中で多分無意識に期待してた顔の下半分と全く同じっていう場合の人とあ、誰？みたいな場合があって、
あ、
で、その、え、誰？みたいな時に自分がそれにびっくりしちゃうっていうかさ、逆にどういう顔だと思ってたのか知らないけど、なんでこんなびっくりしてんだろう私みたいなっていうのを経験した時に、あ、逆に私はどうなんだろうみたいな、逆に私はマスク取ってるのを初めて見た人はびっくりしてるかもしれないじゃん、あっちも、
right.
わーみたいな。だからなんか、でも自分ではさ分かりえないからどうしようもないんだけどね。
Do you think there's a gender difference? Because I think there is. I think there's a massive gender difference with the mask beijing effect. I mean, I'm not sure because I haven't really looked at dudes with masks and without masks. But
mask イケメンっていう言葉もある？ない？ mask 美人だ
け。 I haven't heard of mask イケメン。 I think guys look suspicious. I think I look suspicious when I wear a mask. I'm not like as like I started wearing a mask less often.
でもマスクイケメンでググると出てくるよ。マスクイケメンになるためにマスク美女、マスクイケメン、マスクをすると美男美女に見えるのはなぜ？マスクイケメン夫なんかあるんだよ。どっちもあるじゃん。
But what's your, how do you feel about it though? Like, have you seen guys wearing a mask and thought, oh, that guy's so like masku ikemen, or that guy's ikemen just wearing a mask?
Like,
I feel like it doesn't really boost a guy's appearance.
日本でディズニーシー行ったのね。で、なんか家族で写真撮ろっかってしてたら、その綺麗なお姉さんが二人歩いてきて、They were speaking in English. They looked powerful, you know, something. They saw my son and they were like, ah, かわいいみたいな。まあ息子はちっちゃいしマスクしてないで普通にさ顔丸出して歩いてて、その二人が、あ、かわいいって言って、あ、家族の写真撮りましょうかみたいな言ってくれたのね。で、そのお姉さんたちマスクしてたんだけど、もう完全に美人みたいな。美人オーラめっちゃ出てて、で、あ、こんな、ね、優しい、ありがとうございますって写真撮ってもらってさ、で行っちゃって、あ、すごいかわいい人たちだったなと思って。でもマスクしてるからでも分かんないよねと思ったけど、でもマスクしててもなんかその美人オーラがめっちゃ出てたの、その二人は。
Yeah, I there's
だからそういう意味で
plenty of mask 美人、you know?
まあ彼女たちはね、多分撮っても美人だったと思うんだけど、なんかその雰囲気的に
You have no idea though.
でもなんか、そうね、なんかマスクイケメンは思ったことないけど、普通に、まあ、私あんまり男の人見てないからさ、女子を見て、あ、可愛いなとかさ、まあ、ただマスクしてるかよくわかんない。
But you've seen guys with masks on.
Yeah. で私だから男の人をね見てああイケメンとかあほとんどない街で、
うん、
しかも多分これは女性あるあるだと思うんだけど、あの若い時とかはもうちょっと違ったと思うんだけど、今ぐらいの年になってあのとか、まあ、いろんなことを経験してね、痴漢とか性暴力とか、あの街をねそれフラフラ歩いてて男性と目を合わせないようにしてるんだよね常に。そうあえて男性を見ない、これは無意識にやってる人多分多いと思うんだけど、だからこうあマスクつけてる男性でイケメンいないかなとかそういうの見てないからさ、女性はね別に怖くないから全然見てるけどさ、
うん、
そう。でもかといってさ日本でめっちゃマスクしてみんな、ロンドンでみんなマスクしてないじゃん、でなんか、うん、じゃあ日本に行ったら美男美女がすごい多く見えるかっていうと別にそういうわけじゃないよね。何ていうの、マスクしてるからといって、うん、よく見えないからみんなが美男美女に見えるみたいなわけではないっていうか、逆になんかみんなの顔がよく見えないただただよく見えてないだけみたいな印象はあるけど、
I think at least for me personally when I'm not wearing a maskLike yesterday, I was at some cafe、
yeah.
without my mask on、
yeah.
and like some girl like came up to me and some like random girl like came up to me and asked if she could borrow my laptop charger.
Huh.
But I feel like if I was wearing a mask, that wouldn't have happened. Yeah, like who is this sketchy looking guy? I don't know. There's no smile. There's no.
そうね、まあ顔がよく見えないからね。まあでも確かにその、no. 特定のパーツに自信がないみたいな、なんか鼻がとか歯がとかさ、その何かその特定の部位を隠したい場合はマスクはすごいいいよね、きっと。
うん。I was looking at some comments about this research online, and people were talking about how they are self-conscious about their teeth. And I thought about that, and I think that's very much the case in Japan too. You know, there are a lot of women that will cover their mouth if they are like laughing or, you know,It's sort of like a,
まああんま直さないもんね、歯をね、欧米ほどね。子供の時とかにそんなにブレイスとかするわけじゃない。
Well, I think it's a thing, you know, in the West also, you know, people are very self-conscious. I mean, they are self-conscious and that's why they get their teeth fixed. You know, I think they're even more self-conscious in the West about how their teeth look than here.
Yeah.
People here don't care as much, but there are women that, you know, obviously do care. And if you're wearing a mask, you don't have to worry about, you know, people judging how straight your teeth are. You know?
そうね。で、なんか、私もさ、別に自分が超美人って思ってるわけじゃないけど、で、なんか、マスクをすることのアンコンフォータブルネスがあるじゃん。
You just, like, because something's on your face, or...
Well, like, yeah, and I think because of my nose and cheekbones shape, I get like slight injury. なんかずっとつけてるとこの鼻の頭のとこが赤くなっちゃう、なんか削れちゃうのね。なんか赤くなって痛くなったりとか。And I have high cheekbones, so that kind of starts hurting too if I'm wearing a cheap mask with like really coarse fabric.
I mean, that's an like, attractive feature, isn't it? High cheekbones.
In the West, yes. Maybe not in Japan, but...
I think it is in Japan, too.
I don't think so.
No one likes low cheekbones. No one's like, oh, your cheekbones are so low. Like, that's so...
でも、多分日本とか韓国は cheekbones 高くない方がいいんだよ。欧米は cheekbones あった方がいい。まあそう、でもだから、そういう痛い、マスクしてると痛いとか、あとこっちに来てさ顔をむき出しにしてるからさ、あのメイクを ちょっとパンデミック以降にまた楽しみ出しちゃうというかさ、なんかチーク新しい色にしてみようとか、口紅新しい色買っちゃったとかやってたわけ、ロンドンで散々ね、
うん、
それで東京行ったらさ、もうマスクしてるから、もうチークなんか塗ったって全部マスクについちゃうし、リップスティックも全部取れちゃうからさ、うん、しなくなるじゃん。
Well, you don't need to, right?
Yeah,
I don't. It's covered anyways.
Yeah, but then, like, you take it off when you hang out with people, right? At a cafe or at a restaurant or something. So, 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 you're not, I'm not wearing, you know, a lipstick
or makeup.
Mask か、もうほぼ顔半分したノーメイクみたいな状態じゃん。どうせ取れちゃう。
That's why it's all about the eye makeup now.
そう。だから、楽しくない。っていう意味で、so yeah, my point is like, it's not like I think I'm super gorgeous or anything, but wearing a mask has like, is less fun in that sense.
だからわざわざしなくていいんだったらわざわざしたくない。
Yeah.
Hmm. I don't like it because it gives me, I get like, nikibi around here a little bit. Like,It irritates my skin.
Yeah.
It's probably a similar, you know, like women say this, that they put foundation on, they put all these chemicals on their face and it's bad for their skin. And so they have to use like, they have to keep using foundation, right?
Right.
It's like this cycle. And I feel like masks are kind of a similar problem.Because, like, the mask will give me, like, some irritation or nikibi here.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, I can cover that by just
そういうこと。Yeah.
wearing the mask again.
Yeah, and it feels like, especially in Japan, the 寒暖差が超激しいじゃん。その外寒くても、駅めっちゃ暑いとか、店の中めっちゃ暑いとか、多いからさ、マスクの下で汗かいちゃうんだよね、すごい。So.
I have to wear it at the gym.And it just...
Oh, right.
I almost inhaled my entire mask the other day.
How is that possible?
Like, because I was working out really hard and I was breathing like pretty hard.
Yeah.
The mask I was wearing was completely soaked with sweat. So
Ew.
Like air doesn't go through the mask, right?
Yeah.
So I'm exhaling and the mask is like this little...Fusen, yeah. And I inhale and it like sucks into my face.
Oh God.
And I was like breathing kind of hard.
Did you run or were you doing weights or what were you doing right before?
This was kickboxing.
Oh, kickboxing. 外でやってるやつとかないの? Kickboxing.
No.
ないんだ。
寒いよ。And so the mask is 100% soaked.
Yeah.
And I like gasp for air because it's hard to breathe because
air
is not going through this wet mask. I mean,
That's what they do with torture, right?
And I was like,
put a
and the whole mask got like sucked into my mouth, except for like the corners.
Yeah.
And I was like shocked. I'm like, and like... It just does. It doesn't work. The mask thing doesn't work at the gym. It just gets soaked with sweat and it's disgusting. I'm changing the mask like 3 times.
意味あるのかなそれ?
No, it doesn't work. It's not filtering because it's wet. It's sweaty and disgusting. And, you know, what if it pulled the mask off my ears and I just inhaled the whole thing? Like, I could just die right there.
Right.
Death by mask. It seems possible. I don't know.
文字起こしのテキストと各エピソードごとの宿題はバイリンガルニュース公式アプリをチェックしてみてください。文字起こしのテキストと英語表現解説エッセイ月額240円という激安で全部読み放題になりますのでぜひ試してみてください。無料お試し期間もあります。宿題も、先週からシャドーイングの機能がちょっと追加されたので発音チェックしてみてください、 abiningatnews.jp で公式ストアを展開しています。いろんな商品があるのでそちらも見てみてください。あと冒頭でお伝えした通り BN メンバーシップ入ってくださっている方々本当にありがとうございます。
Thank you、
サイトの商品割引になったりとか、メンバー限定グッズへのアクセスだったりとかいろんな情報が見れたりするのでぜひお願いします。今年も皆さんぜひよろしくお願いします。2023年皆さんにとって良い年になりますように。おみくじやったら小吉だった。
Oh no. Yeah. Can you redo it? Are you one of the people that redoes it or you just take it?
No, I just take it.
Okay. How was your trip back to Japan overall?
It was fun. I had a tooth problem and so that was pretty hard. But other than that, まあ、友達もにも会えたし寿司もめっちゃ食べたしなんか、餅とかも買って帰ってきたし。
Is your tooth fine now?
Yeah. And so when we moved here, we didn't really know what to expect. Like, we didn't really know what we would want. We didn't know what they have here, what they don't have here.So we basically went like empty-handed. But this time, like, I know exactly what I want, right? Like, I know exactly
like what they don't have.
Yeah, what they don't have here. So, もう欲しいものありすぎて、もうどうしようみたいな。荷物が。
Did you take a bunch of stuff?
Yeah, we bought another suitcase in Japan because もう入んなくて。Yeah.ちょっとなんかゴマスリーが欲しいなとかなんかそういう、あのいろいろさなんかこういうのがないなとかあれがめっちゃ高いだから餅とかそう餅がさ無駄にめっちゃ高いからお餅買って帰りたいんだよなとかなんかこういろいろさあれも買って帰りたいしこれも買ってあ柚子胡椒いいねとかさなんかやってるうちにちょっと荷物がすごくなっちゃった、
Do you, I was just going to ask, like, do you have a dentist in UK that, like,
yeah,
you go to regularly?
Yeah, cleaning してるとこあるけど.
Do they do, like, gum health check?
あ、いやいやいや。Cleaning の時に結構なんか tongue cancer?とかのチェックとかもされる。
へえ。
ただそう今ブレイスしてるてかインビザラインやってるから、それはもう日本で。
Is it harder to keep things clean because you have the braces?
Yeah, that too. But just in yeah, and also it's not ideal to be away while you're doing Invisalign, right? So, 本当はさ you have to go frequently and then they can scan it and then if they want to adjust something they can just order new retainers and things but I can't do that so I just get a bunch of retainers for like the next half year or for the entire year and then I have to come back here and 自分でずっと一人でやる So, まあ that's ちょっと inconvenient butそうね。まあでも日本帰ってやっぱね、物が超いっぱいある。Like there's so much that I, like I want to buy my son's books in Japanese and you know, 漫画とかもさ、まあ普段別にそんな読まないんだけど、ちょっと読んだりとかして、ああ日本はあと子供のエンターテインメントすごいあるじゃん。ゲーセンとかもそうだし。あのさこれみんな知ってんのか知らないけどさ。アンパンマンのゲーセンでね200円とかぐらいでさアンパンマンのなんかポップコーンのゲームがあってそれをね子供がやりたいって言うからなんか変ななんかゲームだろうなと思ってまあいいよ別にっつってやったら本当のポップコーンが出てくるの、
Does it pop it there?
Yeah
It's like freshly popped
そう、出来たてのね、あったかいポップコーンがマジのやつが出てきて、私一人でめっちゃ興奮してさ、えやばいみたいな、日本すごいみたいな、本当のやつ出てきたみたいな。
バター味、
塩バター、うん、普通に美味しいの、しかも、うん、すげえっつって、日本すごいみたいな。そういう、
is it, how is it popping it? Does it have like
I don't know
電子レンジ inside or like what, what's going on?
いや、わかんない。でもなんかね、そのなんかこういうハンドルをぐるぐる回してねみたいなゲームなの、うん、で息子はぐるぐるぐる回してたらさ、だんだんその本当のポップコーンの匂いがしてきてさ、
うん、
そっからもうなんかえみたいな、えすごい、しかも安っみたいな。だからそういうそういういろんな意味でやっぱこう、ね、ガチャガチャとかもあるしさ、そうなんか、
うん、
めっちゃ安く子供をエンターテインするあのものはめっちゃある。
There's like, I always think like, omatsuri is so fun for kids.
Oh, yeah. You know? そうだね。まあ、夏祭り一応こっちでね、行ったんだけど。
It's not the same though, no? Do they have like, 金魚すくいとか、like all、yeah. the
stuff? 金魚すくいはあったの。でもヨーヨーとかね、なんかいろいろ。まあ結構ちゃんとやってくれてた。ヨーヨー釣るやつ。
Oh. Hmm.
You know, the little
like the
water
balloon?
Balloon. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yo, yo.
Yeah.
Yeah. まあ、そうね。まあ、でもこっち戻ってきたら戻ってきたで、やっぱ、ああ、落ち着くみたいな。なんか、mm-hmm. I was having lunch with my husband yesterday and we were like, まあ、戻ってきたら戻ってきたで、やっぱ、ホームって感じするよね、みたいな。
うん。
ああ、みたいな。だから、まあ、やっぱ家族がいる場所って、とかさ、自分の日常がある場所はもうこっちだから、
うん、
そうね、それはそれで意外と落ち着くねみたいな話はしてたんだけど。
You don't feel like a tourist over here though, right?
No.
Or do you?
I don't feel, no, I don't feel like a tourist in Japan. Okay. No. だって日本人だし。 日本人だし。
I don't know. After long enough, you might start to feel likeTourist.
Maybe.
Like, I'm an American citizen, but when I go to the US, I feel like a tourist.
Right. Well, that's because
like, I don't know how stuff works over here. Like, I'm just like breaking laws or something.
Yeah. そうね。まあ、そういうのはないけど、ただだからやっぱ安いみたいなのはすごいあったけど。
うん。
うん。ポンドに換算すると特にね、安いとか。まあ、あと、
mm-hmm.
まあそうね、それゲーセンとかそういうなんか普段自分が行かない場所に行ったから、そういう発見みたいないろいろあったけど、そのバンバンのやつじゃないけど、そういうワーオみたいな。 And、oh, and my son loves trains, right? So ジオラマ N ゲージのやつレンタルできるジオラマとかも何回も行って、
うん、mm.
それはね、ちょっと多分日本にしかないと思うから。まあ、こっちも一応あるんだ。
What's the place you went to in 川崎？
そう、川崎と有明にあって、どっちもめっちゃ行ったんだけど、あの、そう、ジオラマがあって、そう、N ゲージをレンタルして走らせられるみたいな、もうガチのオタクのやつ。それがめっちゃ好きだから、うちの子がね。一応ロンドンにもなんかそういうちょっと高いなんかジオラマ用の電車とか線路のセットとか売ってるんだけど、多分日本ほどそういうなんかちゃんとレンタルしてできるとかはないっぽいんだよね、うん、わかんないけど。
Does he know what、ミニ四駆 is?
あ、ミニ四駆はね全然興味、車はね興味ないんだよね、
うん、
もう全部電車だから、もう今回日本にしか売ってないから、もうちょっとプラレールの線路買い足して、あとは何、成田エクスプレスとかプラレール買って、蒸気機関車とか。 I wasn't gonna I didn't think that he would get so many toys this time, but my dad kind of went crazy and bought him like a lot of プラレール、hmm. so that was ちょっと unexpected、
Lucky.
but まあでもしょうがないかみたいな、ちょたまにしか会えないし、もう日本でしか売ってないから、
uh-huh. I wish they had a sort of train version of Mini Yonka that you like build it and you can put different motors in it and like, you know, like something that's a little more hands-on and makes you understand like how it works.
Right.
Because that was really, I think that's...
That's a bit, you know, hard, right? Because you have to, it has to run on the tracks.
Yeah,
Mini Yonku can
Mini Yonku runs on a track too.
Oh,
so
yeah,
like the spinners on the sides.
Yeah, you know. I had that too.
Yeah.
But, you know.
なんかできるよ. Train version.
まあだからレゴを大人用のレゴデビューしたからやっとデュプロじゃなくて本当のちっちゃいレゴ。それを。の、 あの、チューチュートレインとかいろいろ作れるやつとか、
mm-hmm.
やってるけど、もう全部が電車になっちゃうから、so I got him, so I think he got, from his aunt and uncle he got the Jurassic World Lego thing that comes with this like little building and a raptor and two baby raptors. でも彼が遊ぶ時も全部 so that building is a station and raptors get on the choo-choo train も全部電車の話になるから、いや相当好きだねこれは本当に。 So
you think it's a lifelong thing or it's like this phase or I guess there's no way to know.
There's no way to know. Like a lot of parents have told me that you knowKids, なんていうの、もうこういうのが一日で like kids get over it overnight, and then they'll be like,
"What do we do with all these toys?"
Yeah, and like all the characters that the parents had to learn, the kids will be like, "What's this? I don't know this." みたいになって、え？みたいな。
Yeah, you've learned like so many Thomas characters, right?
Yeah, so なんか親はちょっと悲しい。Yeah, he loves James, but.でもやっぱキャラものが好きな子は 4,5 歳とかで終わっちゃう傾向が見られるよね。そうトーマスだけが好きとかチャゲンテンだけが好きな場合は、うん、やっぱ 4歳5歳6歳とかの間に卒業しちゃうけど、あのとかもっと早く卒業しちゃう子もいるけど、本当の電車が好きな場合、うちの子みたいにとか本当の電車も好きな場合はもうちょい長く行ける場合も結構あるっぽい。
Did you have any phase like this when you were a kid?
I loved dinosaurs.
And you still do?
I still do, yeah.
Okay.
I had like a bunch of... Like my room was full of dinosaurs. I had a lot of dinosaur models and, you know, books. I also had all the movie pamphlets, you know, that they used to sell at movie theaters.とかそういうのはあったけど maybe not as much as how my son loves the trains. I don't know where this came from, but he loves it so much. Even though we moved here, he still remembers all the Nihon no densha. So
you lived near trains,
the train tracks, yeah.
You could see it from your place, so
yeah.
That is probably the reason.
I've no idea.
Well, he would look out the window and he would see the train, you know. There's cars everywhere, but there's only you don't see trains that much. I think or he didn't see trains that much like from that perspective is good.
I mean,
for train watching actually.
I guess. どうなんだろうね?
I still like everything that I liked when I was a kid.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, maybe not as intensely.
Yeah.
And not as like, because I would focus on certain things.
Yeah.
And I would kind of move from one thing to another.
Mm.
But I like all of those things still.
Okay.
You know, I still like
cars.
Mini Yonku and cars. And I really liked planes.
Mm-hmm.
And I still really like planes. I built so many model planes when I was a kid.And I learned all the different fighter jets from all the different from different countries and
so
still like it, still interested.
So ここまで来るとなんかね、I want him to like trains for a long time because I'm more familiar with trains. I know
it's names easier for you.
And yeah, but I had zero interest.
Mm-hmm.
But now, you know, I know way more than before. And we have so many train books and we've been to all sorts of transport museums in different countries, like in the States and in the UK and in Japan. We've been to both Thomas Lands, you know, in Japan and in the UK. And
so you'll be sad if he just gets over it one day?
A little bit, yeah, for sure. I'd be like, oh no, like, don't leave me.
Leave you and all the trains.
Yeah. So, but the one of our family friends' kids, he was really into trains and Thomas, and then 本当にほぼ overnight he got over it and he moved to Harry Potter apparently. So, you know, you never really know.
Harry Potter.
Yeah.
I do think it's it can be valuable to become interested in a lot of different things because there is sort of diminishing returns for any particular subject. At some point, it's kind of like you've learned a lot and you're not learning that much more about that thing.
Yeah.
You know, so for me personally, I think it was good that I would get interested in different things.
Yeah.
And I would go into it and I would learn everything about it, learn what everything is called. And at a certain point, it's kind of like, it's not that I don't like it anymore, but something else becomes interesting and I switch.
And I think for this age, like age 4, you know, being into Prareru is not bad because it's like you have to build the tracks and you have to make, you can make all kinds of different shapes and it's basically physics. And なんかこの上に行けるとなんていうのちょっと下にさあのこうなんていうの、まあ、高さをつけれるじゃん。So なんか hill とか作ったりとか and you know there are things that work and that if you do it a certain way it doesn't work とか so yeah so far it's a educational shimmy. I guess. And it really helps me as a parent that he likes trains because whenever we have to move, like we go to onsen and we have to take like a 2-hour train ride, right? It's exciting for him. So that really helps. He's not going to be like, you know, complaining and be like, mada to ka nannai jan. He's just excited. He can just look out the window and you can see train tracks and other trains and he can stay excited for like 2 hours instead of, you know, having to watch iPad or something.
Yeah, I remember when I was a kid, I would look out the window at other cars. So
yeah,
I kind of liked riding in the car.
And so, so.
My oji-chan had a Skyline. So it's like, oh, I get to ride in the Skyline. And yeah.
So, so no,
it probably helped. You know.
Yeah,
with traveling, you know.
Yeah, yeah. 本当に親からしたらめっちゃ助かる。So. Yeah. And he really liked being in Japan. There were many things that he didn't remember, but he had a lot of fun.
He's in the remembering stage now. Like completely, yeah. Like he'll remember mostly things, experiences from here on, right?
Mostly, to why uncle so now. Ma, he is conscious.
Oh yeah,
he's
but
more
like,
conscious
it's like,
than before.
But like some sai made wa ma, it doesn't like, it's not long term.
Yeah.
Memories, like for life, you know.
So ne, ma like so you impactful na koto dattara tabo oboeteru daro shi ma. Thanks to all the pictures and videos, you know, the current technology, he it was like the first time in a full year since he saw his relatives, but you know, 別に全然忘れてるとかはないじゃん。And he wasn't like shy with them or anything. He was just like, hey, like just 普通。So yeah.
Well, that's good.
Yep, it was fun.こっち帰ってきたらこっちもちょっと暖かくなってて日本ぐらいになってたからよしちょうどいい、yeah. おしまい今年もよろしくお願いします
よろしくお願いします
バイ
バイ